Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. You know, I'm excited. Amen. We are in a new year. The Bible says all things are passed away and behold, all things become brand new. I praise the Lord today. Amen. I'm excited about what he's getting ready to do. Amen. In the earth realm in reference to the new year. I know that you guys are ready. Amen. Because God is coming in with power. He left out with power and he's coming in with power. And I praise him. Amen. For those that need a blessing. Amen. Look at your neighbor today and say, my blessing is on its way. Amen. Those that need healing and deliverance, look at your neighbor and say, God has not forgotten me. And I praise him. I bless his holy name. You know, we always start off, amen, with a scripture reading. Amen. And it's coming out of the book of Chronicles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Chapter, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 2, praise God. And starting at verse, amen. Now, chapter 7, excuse me, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Starting at verse, amen, 13. And it says, if I shut up the heavens, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it rain not, amen. If I command the locusts to devour the land, amen. Or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will heal the land. Now my eyes are open unto, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And my ears are open, amen, unto the people. Amen. Literally. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I will attend unto the prayers that is made in this place. Now, I did a little paraphrasing in it to let you understand that God's eyes and ears are open, amen, this year. Amen. And we're coming into 2010, January the 1st, amen, with victory, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So those that don't know the Lord, I'm opening up the door for you to know, amen, that there is a Lord today, amen, hallelujah, that can save, set free, and deliver. Don't go into this year without him. In the name of Jesus, amen. All you have to do is repent for your sins, turn away from your wicked ways, and then he said he will hear from heaven. Amen. Forgive your sins and heal the land. Let him heal your land today. Amen. There's nothing virtually impossible for him to do. Amen. The God, amen, that I know, the God that you should know, amen, is able to do everything but fail. So I'm praising God, amen, and again, I say, Happy New Year, amen, thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, all the honor and all the praise. Let us listen to this saint. My God, you know, you know, I am excited. I'm just overly joyed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to give you a word, amen, the 2010 commandments that constitute, amen, us as our Christians, amen, in our beliefs. Amen. And this day, on the first day of January, I would like us, amen, to literally, amen, understand the Constitution that God has given to us, being a sovereign God. Every year, these commandments have been literally enacted by God for the salvation of mankind in order for them to obey them. Amen. Exodus 20, amen. I'm going to read that to you in just a few minutes. We, the people of the United States of America and of the world that follow Christianity, accept the following commandments of God as our constitution in order to establish a perfect union, establish justice and equality for all mankind, ensure domestic peace, provide for the common defense of God's people by his angels, encouraging the general and moral welfare of God's people, and securing our liberty wherein Christ reigns, has set us free to receive, amen, God, amen, this year in 2010, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And to obtain prosperity, peace, and joy through the sovereignty of God this day. Amen. I do accept as a Christian believer, amen, and receive, amen, God's commandments that they would follow us throughout our lifetime during our Christian beliefs. Amen. And the Bible say in the book of Exodus, it literally tells us, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness, amen, of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, my God, of them that hate me. Thank you, Jesus. I give you glory, God. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The 2010 commandments, amen, that constitute our Christianity and its belief. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy works, but the seventh day, it is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do, and shall not do any work, thou nor thy sons, nor thy daughters, thy man servants, nor thy maid servants, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his man servant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then to sum it up in the New Testament, Jesus said a whole thing that we should do is to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. Amen. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. That fulfills the whole commandment of God. Amen. And I want to give you this, amen, in remembrance. God brought us into 2009, and he brought us into 2010. Saints, this is our year. Father, we just thank you right now, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. We thank you for what you are doing and what you're about to do in the earth realm. And I'm asking you, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, my Father, and touch lives in Jesus' name. Some of us are coming into this year with all kind of issues, Lord God, but you gave me an answer, Lord God, that you are the way, my Jesus, the truth and the light. No man can come to the Father except by you, Jesus. So I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit this day and, Lord God, throughout the years and touch their lives, Lord God, and let them know, amen, no sickness can hold them down. No disease, no accusations, no amen, mental torment, no struggling, amen, in the finances. Lord God, with any kind of affair can stop them because we serve a mighty God. So I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit this year. I declare and decree prosperity upon your people. My God, my God, my God. Declare and decree, Lord God, success, amen, for your people, in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that Satan work be torn down this year concerning the marriages, Lord God, concerning the finances, Lord God, concerning the children, Lord God, concerning their jobs, Lord God, in the home, Lord God, and up and down the dangerous highways. I declare and decree victory this day, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and throughout, amen, 2010. I speak, God, my God, thank you, Jesus, that you would move by your spirit, Jesus, and touch lives all over the land. Set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the nations, my God, over in Africa, over in Sudan, Lord God, over in China and Japan, over in India, Lord God, over, Lord God, in Rome, Lord God, over in the UK, my Father, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, God, over in the Virgin Islands, my Father, over in, Lord God, Trinidad, my Father, over, Lord God, in Kuwait, Lord God, Iran, and Iraq, God, in the name of Jesus, I declare victory for your people this 2010. And I'm asking, Lord God, to move upon President Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Lord God, Vice President, and over in our Lord God, Israel, Lord God, that a Prime Minister, and all the men that are over, amen. God, those that need saving, save them, my Father. Those that need deliverance, deliver them, my Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Go into the highways and hedges, Lord God, and bring your people into salvation, Jesus. Go into the private homes, my Father, where there's problems in the marriages, God. I ask you to straighten it out, Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Save that child that's on crack. Save that young girl, Lord God, that's doing things she don't need to do. Only pleasure comes from you, Jesus, when we seek your face and turn from our evil ways. Lord God, you said you would hear from heaven, my Father. Forgive our sins, my Father, and heal the land, Jesus. Heal the land, God, so that your people can know that, God, you reign forevermore, God. In your Son Jesus' name, let his blood flow like never before, God. Protect Jerusalem and America and all your people, God, all over the world, my Father. And I'll give you praise, my Father, and all the honor and glory, my Jesus. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for establishing. Thank you for tearing down, removing things out of our lives that should not be in our lives. And I give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, I want to thank you. You've been so good to me and my family, my daughter-in-law and her family, Lord God, my sons, Lord God, and my grandchildren, all those that I pray for and be with on Blog Talk, my sons, Prophet James and Prophet Morgan, my Apostle Amanda Bryant, over in North Carolina, my God, my God, my God, my God, I want to thank you, Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord God, you allowed me a chance to see 2010. And I'm walking in faith, not by sight. I'm not walking on my thoughts and on my imagination, but I'm standing up in truth, knowing that truth sets us free. I ask you to continue to move, my Father, in the name of Jesus, touch and set free, bring bringing financial blessings. Move the curse out of the way in the name of Jesus. Let us have that joy unspeakable and full of glory. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray for my relatives and all the saints. I come in forgiving them and everybody that done did me any wrong in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, my God, to continue to let me have that perfect love that surpasses all understanding, that give me peace when people have talked about me, that give me joy, my God, when they done scandalized my name, that give me hope, my God, when it seems like there is no hope. I thank you, my Father, and I give you all the honor, all the glory and praise for 2010. Now I pray for the owners of Block Talk Radio that gave me a chance to do the will of God, and I pray their success in 2010. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I just want to worship you and bless your holy name, because you're truly worthy to be praised. I just praise you right now. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to this, and then I have a special, special treat for you.
Come down.
Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Before we go any further, you know we always take the Lord's Supper every time we come together. For the Bible tells us as often as we come together, we should partake of Jesus Christ's body. So it's coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And, you know, I always start with verses 24 and 25. And if you have your bread and your grape juice, you may partake of this. And the Bible said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Praise God. Praise God. And then the 25th verse it says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may drink it now. Amen. Saints, I am excited. Amen. I have a guest today. Amen. Praise God. And I would like to introduce Minister April Mavel Irwin. Amen. From Texas. Amen. Her home church is Christian Tabernacle Church in Houston, Texas. And her pastor that she's up under is Matthew Bismarck. Amen. Of Global Forces. Amen. Whose brother is Tudor Bismarck. Everybody know about Tudor. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. She has a certificate as a Christian counselor. Amen. And she works with all ages. Amen. In the development, amen, of Christian spiritual and moral values. Amen. She is a great and highly anointed woman of God and can get a prayer through. She teach all young women, and she's a young woman, amen. She teach all young women that she has encountered to walk holy and to live a holy life, amen. She's born to the parents of Jackie and Roy Malvo, amen. And she has one sister, amen, that has two children, and her name is Nikki, amen. And April it's one that you want to keep around at all times, amen, because she can get a prayer through. But she has the personality, amen, of a Christian woman that walks in integrity. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce you to her as my daughter-in-law, but in respect, I have to introduce you to her as Minister April Mavel Irwin, amen. April?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How y'all doing tonight, today? Praise God. Amen.
Amen. And I want her to just literally take the flow over right now and whatever God, amen, put on her heart to do. Amen. We're going to listen to her because we know that she has a word for 2010. And I always tell y'all, I got a word. Well, this young lady has a word for 2010, and I would take it and I would resonate it. I would literally just let it resonate in my soul and carry it out throughout the year because it's going to be a blessing. Okay, April?
Amen, amen. I just give God the glory for giving me a chance to speak to you guys today in regards to 2010. We just give God the glory for bringing us out of 2009 into 2010. God has great things in store for the body of Christ and for the people who diligently seek the kingdom of God in all that they do. God has a blessing on its way. And so blessings will come down. And we just got through hearing the song of blessings will definitely come down. But God wants us to do our part. Blessings will come down, and we got to do our part. We got to do what God has literally asked us to do in 2010. We got to do what God has clearly asked and laid on our heart to do. I don't know where you are hearing this broadcast. It's you in Mexico or India, you're in China, you're in Texas, you're in Missouri, you're in Louisiana or Florida, wherever you are, God is saying there's a blessing on its way. And so you have sowed seeds all over the country and out of the land. You have sowed your time, your money, your energy, and some ministries and businesses and companies. And God said the blessing is on its way for you in 2010. But we got to do our part, and the body of Christ has to do their part, and that's to take their position as sons and daughters in the earth realm, has to take their positions in the churches and the businesses, the occupations, the various occupations. Take your place in the prisons and the jails and the political office, sons and daughters. God is calling you to come to the forefront. You have been sitting in the back too long. You have seeked the Lord too long, and you're asking God, God, I need for you to do this and that for me. And God is saying, come a little closer to me. And so what he's doing is he's taking the people that were considered to be nobody, and he's moving them up to the forefront. And we just give God the glory and the honor and praise. He's moving them up so that your whatever you have gone through, that can come out. That's the testimony has to come out, because deliverance has to come forth in the earth realm. Healing has to take place, and then somebody has to hear about the glory of God before it's a time too late. And so the key here is to repent of our sins. We got to go into true repentance. We got to turn away from our sins and get back to Jesus Christ and get back into the presence of Jesus Christ. And you can only do that by literally praying. And you, if you start off 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day or whatever, and it will increase. And literally going in and praying and asking God to lead and direct your path into where he wants you to be, as hearing the word of God, the truth, hearing the word. And so I'm going to go to Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And that's in Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3. And so the key here in 2010 is the key is to being fruitful, is to come into the presence of Jesus Christ daily, throughout the day and night, with God, sitting and meditating on the word of God, so you can find out what's your assignment in the earth realm, what you're supposed to be doing, what's your purpose, what were you called to do, why did God create you in the earth realm? And there's assignment for each and every person under the sun, for those who listen and hear what God is trying to say. So in 2010, I encourage you to stay with Psalms 1, person from 1 to 3, I encourage you to grow in Jesus Christ. And you can only do that by studying the word of God bit by bit, piece by piece, sentence by sentence, and get into a biblical-based church if you're not affiliated with one, and then intercede, get into the presence. Surround yourself like never before with intercessors, with men and women who really go into the throne room and pray and intercede. And you may not understand what they're saying or what they're doing and they're praying, but eventually the Holy Spirit will literally tell you what has to take place as you grow higher with Jesus Christ. And so that's where we're going in 2010, and that's to be fruit, the fruit. We're going into the fruit in season. And so the key is to being fruitful, to come into the presence of God and delight in him. Meditate on him and let the water soak every part of your body, your mind, your mental state, the soul, and the spirit of you and the body of you. Meditate on the word of God throughout the day and night, and you will find that you will get into what God has called you. A lot of you guys have been praying for businesses, for jobs, for your children, grandchildren, or whoever that you love dearly to be saved. That if you just go into the throne room and ask God to do, he's going to do miracles in 2010. But for those who literally seek him first and believe that he's going to do exceedingly abundantly all that you can imagine and ask in 2010. So I'm saying today that if you just trust him through your prayer life, trust him through reading the word of God, trust him and surround yourself with men and women of God that's going to encourage you, that's going to comfort you through the word of God and through the Holy Spirit. So surround yourself with intercessors. Surround yourself with true men and women of God that has been called and chosen. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with them, because you will be able to find out your next assignment. You will be able to receive the unexpected blessing that's headed your way in the name of Jesus. And so I give God the glory for the opportunity to speak into you guys today and to let you know to hang on in there, because whatever you've been sowing and you've been asking God for, trust God, it's going to come unexpectedly. And when the blessing hits unexpectedly, if you would stay in prayer and stay in the word of God, you will see you will be able to receive the blessing. And that's the truth. That's the word of God. And so in closing, I'm going to say go to Psalms 119 to 64. And what God is literally saying in that passage as I'm closing out today, what he's literally telling the people, you got to follow the commandments. And that's why you have to go into a season of repentance so the blessing can come. Without repentance, the blessing cannot come. And those of you who have been holding people within and unforgiveness, you're going to have to go into a spirit of repentance, repenting for stuff that you did years ago and how you treated people so the blessing can come. And so we're going to go to 119, verses 64, and I'm going to read a little bit of that. And it says that the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. So basically, the word is saying you're asking God to literally teach you how to pray, literally teach you how to accept the blessing that is coming in 2010. So if you stay with God and you trust and you believe that God is going to do exceedingly and abundantly all that you can imagine and ask for, you're going to receive the blessing unexpectedly. So I pray that if you don't know Christ, that you would get to a biblical-based church and surround yourself with men and women of God that can help you grow in the word, because definitely you're going to need the word of God. You're going to need the word of God to go to the next level. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to help you discern between the righteous and the wicked coming up in 2010. I bless you with love. I bless you with blessings, that your blessings will come unexpectedly and you will be able to receive the word of God. Amen and praise God.
Amen. Amen. That was a beautiful word. And I want you to, guys, to literally listen to what she's saying because, amen, this word is so awesome and so true. Let it resonate in your soul. And we're going to leave out with this song and have a happy, happy new year.